USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Southern California Gas Company announced Monday they've agreed to pay up to $1.8 billion in settlement claims over the 2015 Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility blowout. Some 100,000 tons of methane, ethane, and toxic chemicals poured into the air for 112 days, forcing over 8,000 families to evacuate their Los Angeles area homes and sickening many with headaches, nausea, cancer claims, and more from the environmental disaster. After the Arizona audit from the 2020 election discovered many voting irregularities, including tens of thousands of duplicate ballots, the RNC has been stepping up efforts to prevent voter fraud and tampering with the upcoming 2022 midterms. According to the RNC Election Integrity Director, Josh Finley, the Republican Party plans to increase poll watching, litigation efforts to minimize and contest irregularities at the ballot box. USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Tips have led to a new location Brian Laundrie could be hiding. Brad Bernards reports.
Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundrie, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving.
We had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed. The parents were down here two times. It was September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. They registered to stay at this park. They were registered, went through the gate. They're on camera. They were here. And they did enter. They did come here.
The tip gives renewed hope that authorities might soon reach a conclusion to what has become a costly weeks-long search for Laundrie and a quest for answers that has extended from coast to coast.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker says he isn't too concerned about the Massachusetts State Police Union's claim that dozens of troopers have submitted letters of intent to leave the police department because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates for state employees. Massachusetts State Police Association President Sergeant Mike Shervan on Fox News Tuesday morning explains the officer's point of view.
There just hasn't been time to properly roll this program out. We are in the middle of impact bargaining. The deadlines are here upon us, and we don't have the answers that our members need. Those that are seeking medical and religious exemptions have not been told if they're granted, will they be allowed a reasonable alternative to it to wear a mask and weekly testing. And because of that, they're looking to other places for employment. And the municipal departments within the state of Massachusetts are offering these reasonable alternatives. So it's not an across-the-board mandate. It's only for the executive branch of Massachusetts, which is affecting my membership. For the number that have, for whatever reason, not received their vaccination, they are choosing and they've submitted their letters of intent. They have not officially resigned. They're following the policy to notify the department within 30 days of their intent to leave.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston-area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole. I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.